MCC baseball is, I take it, you've been a baseball nut your entire, your family's baseball. I take it this was a no-brainer, right? It was going to be baseball the entire time.
Yes, sir. I just love the game. Love the being outside and seeing the lights.
What made you kind of make the decision to graduate at midterm?
I was going to practice with the team before my injury. And now that I'm getting surgery, just graduate, rehab it back.
So this was determined a long time ago, I take it, right?
Yep, I was planning on graduating since last year around this time. Mm-hmm. Just thought I could go play baseball.
Now, we were talking beforehand that, you know, usually about this time you're doing high school wrestling, and that's a little bit of a change not doing it for the first time in a long time, huh?
It is a little bit of a change. My body feels healthy. Uh-huh. I don't have to worry about getting beat up every day at practice and on the weekends.
Hard-hitting football season. I mean, you guys had some battles, didn't you?
Yeah, we did with Bennington, Waverly, Hastings. Just good competition, good hard games.
Are you missing that? Is it? I mean, withdrawals. I mean, it's been over for a while now, but are you missing it?
Yeah, I'm really missing football right now.
So next fall, when the time comes, you'll be in baseball mode a little bit, but that time you'll be thinking, gosh, I should be putting the pads on about this time.
Yeah, it's going to be a little weird when it comes fall and playing baseball instead of just football. Mm-hmm. But I guess everyone's got to grow up.
So baseball, once again, to get on the shelf for a little bit of time, but to get that knee rehab. But I take it hopefully by summertime and when the summer Legion season, hopefully a go.
Yep. I might miss a few games at the beginning, but I should be back by most of the season.
You've known Coach Olson and that program forever and ever. Family's been involved with that program forever and ever, haven't you?
Yep. Justin played in like 2012. Mm-hmm. And Coy played a little bit and just always been around it.
Mm-hmm. So this was a no-brainer. Hey, let's go. I'd go to McCook Community College for 2 years. You think this might be a four-year deal for you?
Hoping so, yeah. Try to go to UNL after this. See where it takes me.
All right. Studies, what are you going to do?
I'm going to be a high school teacher.
Wow. So I take it coaching's got to be there someplace, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Because I'd be very surprised if you don't be a football coach, maybe a wrestling coach. Maybe you're still, you know, you're back in the sport a little bit, maybe sometime.
Mm-hmm. I would love to be a wrestling coach just to make all the kids condition.
You want to give it back to them what happened to you, right?
Yeah. Put them through the pain I went through.
Take all of Coach Umscheid's. Now behind the scenes, we don't see practice all the time. He makes you work hard, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. From the get go. As soon as we walk through the door, it's 100 degrees in there, and we're already sweating.
Everybody thinks he's a nice guy. He's easygoing, but close that door to the wrestling room, and it's all changed, right?
Oh, yeah. He's a total different animal in there.
I'm sure you're going to be at some meets, home meets and stuff like that, and following those guys and wishing the best of luck, because they still got a pretty good team this year.
They do have a good team this year. I was hoping to go to this duel on Thursday, but with the surgery, not able to, but I'll make it to a few.
Oh, sure. You betcha. Now, position-wise, you know, talking to Coach Conroy, you played everything in your Legion years. You've played outfield. You played infield, catcher. I think first base was pretty much the most this last year, but put me out there any place.
Yeah, I pride myself on being able to play anywhere, but I think in college I'll probably just stick to first base.
I was going to say, is there one position you want to stick at first base? I like it over there. It's not too much wear and tear on like the knee, hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not, but I'll just be happy to play wherever J.O. puts me.
Mm-hmm. What's this with mom and dad now? I mean, they're going to be empty nesters. I mean, you're the last one. So what are they? Are you worried about them a little bit? I mean, you're still going to be at home and around and everything, but are you kind of worried about what's going to happen to them now?
Yeah, I am kind of worried. I'm kind of worried that they're going to just pack everything up and leave and not tell any of us.
Well, I should say quite not. You're not quite empty nesters. I shouldn't say that. You still got family around. They're going to have, you know, you got your sister and everything, and she's still around, and your brothers still are going to be able to watch you a little bit too, aren't they?
Yep. You can bet on them coming to most of my home games, maybe even a few away games.
All right. How about going to school every day? You're not be going to school for. Are you starting to take classes over at MCC this spring, I should say?
I don't know yet. I was waiting on seeing if I had to have surgery, but we'll see.
Well, it's been a pleasure watching you all these years, and now college ball. You've watched college ball, what it's all about. I'm sure you're gonna jump right in the mix of things, and it shouldn't be that tough for you.
Hopefully not, but we'll see. Just got to put in that work and see where it takes me.